Busy week this week, Senator. A lot of time spent on Tuesday night on Senate Bill 51.
Yes, we did spend a lot of time on Senate Bill 51, the COVID liability bill. We started debate early Tuesday afternoon and then went into the wee hours of Wednesday morning just discussing this bill. Missourians need COVID-19 liability protections. Healthcare providers, businesses, religious organizations, schools, and manufacturers all face legal risk as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. During this pandemic, Missouri health workers and charities should be encouraged to step up and serve their communities as best as they can without fear of frivolous lawsuits. Missouri businesses are struggling as it is. They need certainty that they can safely reopen their doors, provide livelihoods, and meet customers' needs without getting dragged into court and bankrupted by costly legal battles. I support the version of Senate Bill 51. However, there are some misconceptions that I want to try and alleviate. One of those misconceptions is, does Senate Bill 51 protect bad actors? No, Senate Bill 51 does not protect individuals or entities who engage in fraud, deception, or reckless or willful misconduct. Another misconception is, does Senate Bill 51 require vaccinations? No. Senate Bill 51 specifically says that this law shall not be construed or used to mandate or require vaccinations. A third misconception is, does Senate Bill 51 impact other laws? No, and Senate Bill 51 specifically says it does not impact laws relating to human rights violations or discrimination, labor relations or workers' compensation, price gouging, non-educational canceled events, or payment of membership fees and landlord-tenant relationships. And then another instance where there's been a misconception is, does Senate Bill 51 limit other lawsuits? No, Senate Bill 51 specifically says it does not limit or prohibit lawsuits relating to state or local orders causing business closures or limiting activities, alleged breach of contract against insurers for refusal to pay business interruption claims, and alleged breach of contract against schools for refund tuition or cost. Overall, I think Senate Bill 51 is a good bill. Would I have liked to have a few more protections for certain areas, including religious organizations? Yes, but I believe that Senate Bill 51 does help religious organizations limit their liability.
This week also, and you're on the Senate Appropriations Committee, that's the panel that started to look at the budget for the upcoming fiscal year.
Yes, with the governor's State of the State that he did a week ago, he released his recommendations for Missouri's budget, which would begin on July 1st of 2021. We started budget hearings this week to hear many of those departments, including the Office of Administration and Department of Correction. We will continue having almost 4 days a week of committee meetings related to appropriations as we go through the appropriations books for each different agency, hear the governor's recommendation, hear the agency's recommendation, and then come up with our own recommendation for funding each agency out of your taxpayer dollars later on this fiscal year.